I don't think I'll ever appreciate just how lucky I was growing up near a theme park like the American Adventure, and I bet I'm not the only one. I know there were some individuals who complained about the noise and the extra traffic, but just think about how much joy it brought to all those theme park fanatics, young and old. If my memory serves me right, my first experience with American Adventure was with a school trip back in 1989, when I was an excited young lad who attended St. Thomas's Primary School. I think my dad went along too, so it must have been on a Saturday morning, despite it being a trip arranged through school. I have vague memories of us all meeting in a car park in Ilkeston Town Centre, and Claire Pembleton's mum handing out envelopes to all the parents with the tickets inside. Each envelope also had an American Adventure car sticker in it, which at the time I thought was the coolest thing ever, and so it took pride of place in the back of my dad's red Vauxhall Cavalier. I even remember the number plate of that car, F627GTV. I have the world's worst memory, so I don't know why I remember that. I can even tell you that his next car was a white Renault 19, number plate K498FRA. Everything after that is a bit of a blur. The American Adventure, with its Wild West Cowboys and Native Americans theme, had some truly brilliant rides back then. Remember the Rocky Mountain Rapids? That was always fun in the summer months. Then there was a two-drop log flume, Cherokee Falls, to which they added a third drop in 1993 and renamed it Nightmare Niagara, making it the tallest log flume in the UK. A title that it held for the duration of its operational life. How about the Buffalo Stampede, the Runaway Train, the Yankee Clipper, Motion Master, and of course, not forgetting the best ride of all, the Missile. Back in 1989, the Missile was voted the number one roller coaster in the whole of the UK. I remember queuing for ages to get on that ride. What a thrill it was. The excitement and adrenaline rushing through your veins as your car is pulled backwards up a steep climb at the beginning. I can still remember the noise it made, followed by a loud hiss, and then the pulley car would let go, hurtling you forwards and on your way. With a top speed of actually only 47 miles an hour and a G-force reading of 5.2, it probably wouldn't compete with the likes of Nemesis and other roller coasters of today, but at the time, it was terrifyingly brilliant. When I was younger, I lived upon the Shipley View estate. I loved the fact that I could see the top of the Missile out of my bedroom window, and if the wind was blowing in the right direction, I could even hear it. Let's not forget the live cowboy stunt shows and Wild West shootouts in Silver City, with bank robbers, horses, explosions, can-can dance.